So today's message is going to be on the new year. Take a look at what's going to happen in 2022, and that's what I want to do. And I want to show you something. Our future looks so bright, we need sunglasses. Okay? So everybody get your sunglasses ready. Seems like a lot's going to be happening in 2022. And you know, I had a dream the other night. Now I know, don't roll your eyeballs because I'm going to tell you about the dream. Then I'm going to tell you something that God showed me. I believe God speaks in vision and dreams. And we're going to talk about that today. And so this week, he always does something with me. He always takes my message and does something practical. So he did. He gave me a dream for this church, a vision. And it was this. I was driving down the highway. Somebody in front of us spun out. In my dream, and they spun so fast like a top, and they kept going off the road and landed in a little valley. The two people got out of the car, not even touched. God says this to me about this church and the people in the church and your personal lives. It might seem like it's spinning out of control, but you're going to end up in a grassy knoll and you're going to come out of it all.
Amen.
He is giving us an insight into 2022 because he did say that trials and tribulations are going to come. But are we going to keep our eyes and our focus and our vision on God? Or are we going to look at what's going on and fall in the pit? And that's what God is wanting to show us today. How to stay out of that pit. Vision is for the future. There is no vision for the past. Your future is so bright, you'll need sunglasses. I heard this on a program. I watched this show called The Midwife. It's a PBS program about women giving birth to babies. And it says, you can dry their tears, you can hold them, you can love them, you can help them, but there's one thing you cannot do, and that's go back and fix them. We have to go forward, and that's what vision is. It goes forward. It doesn't look back. We don't have a rear view mirror looking back at anything. So God uses visions to lead his people, and he still does that today. Genesis 15:1 says, after these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abraham in a vision, saying, fear not, Abraham, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. Acts 2:17 says, and it shall come to pass in the last day, says God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Habakkuk 2:3 says, for the vision is yet for an appointed time. The vision is yet for an appointed time. A lot of us are going to get a vision, what God wants to say, but it's going to be at the time you're going to read it, receive it, and you're going to know it's from God. But at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it. It might seem like God is taking his time. Wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. Now that is a great scripture for 2022. You've got some hopes and aspirations and dreams from the past. Well, I want to let go of 2021 right now. You want to do that with me? So that we can start afresh. We had some bumps and bruises even in December. I don't know if you had friends that you had problems with, or maybe you had a loved one that didn't show up at your party, or you didn't get a Christmas card from somebody that you thought you might get a card from. Whatever the deal is, we need to let the bygones, that's what that means, be bygones. And I love what Jim has always said. I don't hold any grudges. That's why he's healthy. He doesn't hold on to anything. He lets it all go daily. Lets it go. Lets it go. Lets it go. We need to let go of 2021 and before. Remember, there is no vision. There's nothing that God wants us to look at in the past. Now, we can use it for examples. We can look at what happened to the Israelites. But we need to look forward in our walk with the Lord. So I'm going to pray with you right now, just to let go of 2021 and everything that happened in there, the wounds, the brokenness. And I want it to be restored back into God's good graces. So Father, Lord, we just want to stop for a moment and let go of 2021. All the pain, all the hurt, all the rejection, all the betrayal, all the depression, all the lies, all the things that have caused us to feel even bad today. Some people said, this ain't no happy new year. It's because they're grabbing a hold of the old stuff and bringing it into today. So Father, we ask that you would help us to let go of 2021. This is a brand new day, a brand new start. Your mercies are new every morning. We take authority over that now and we receive it into our hearts and our lives in Jesus' name. Amen. Fresh, brand new, start now. You want to play a game? Where do you start? At the start. You don't start in the middle. You don't go to the end. You start at the beginning. So we're going to start at the beginning for the new year. I was working on this message and the Holy Spirit said this to me. We cannot have vision of the future if the past is present. Isn't that cute? We cannot have vision of the future if the past is present. So a lot of our hurts and pains and sufferings come from what's happened in the past. That's not a vision, what God has for us. A vision looks forward, looks ahead. Proverbs 29:18 says, where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keeps the law, happy is he. Happy New Year is a person who, what? Keeps the law. And what's the law? The law of love. That's what the scriptures say for the New Testament people. Not to fear what is coming, but have a plan of action. Abide. Don't strive. Just throwing that out there. How will you accomplish these plans and your goals that you have set before you? If you want to become an accomplished musician, do you just sit there and watch shows on accomplished musicians? Or do you do it? See, God wants us to be doing a few things. If you want to become a pastor, what do you have to do? You have to do a few things. You have to learn a few things about that denomination. Are you studying? Do you want to become better and proficient at something? We need to do some things. Why? So we're ready when the Lord calls us to do some things. This morning I was playing the piano. I don't know when he's going to ask me to play the piano again. I hope, Jeanette, he doesn't ask me for quite a while. I'm working on some songs right now. So I'm playing the piano, but I want to be ready if he says, okay, I need you to play today. I just can't get, oh no. It's like one time, I think it was back here, and last minute, Jeanette couldn't be here. And so Butch said, okay, you get to play. I go, no, I ain't ready. I wasn't ready because I wasn't practicing. And so I want to continue to practice and be ready. I don't want to be the five foolish virgins. Greg spoke on that last Sunday about the five wise and the five foolish. I want my oil lamp trimmed. I want to be ready when the bridegroom comes to get me. I don't want to be foolish. The vision we have will dictate our journey. So what is your vision that you have? Well, I have a vision for the church. Matter of fact, I was sharing this message with Tom, and this is what he quoted. This is a Tom quote. Everyone got a promotion since you started here. Everyone in this room got a promotion because I got a promotion. So guess what happens? I get a promotion, and you get a promotion. What happens to the head happens to the body. Isn't that the way it works? So you all got a promotion. Maybe you're going, wow, really, things are going crazy right now. I've never had stuff happen so bad in my life. It's because you got a promotion. And when you get a promotion, you get some new stuff that happens. You're not the same old person doing the same old things. Am I right here? Can you agree with me on that, that things are happening to you that's never happened to you before? It's because you got a promotion. So our vision for the church is what the scriptures say in Ephesians 4:12. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in unity of the faith and of the knowledge of God, Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Now that's one sentence, and it continues, by the way. I just stopped there. But that's a mouthful of what the church is to be, and we are to look forward in helping people become all they can be. And I hope that that's what I'm doing here. I hope that you see that everything that I do here at this in this position is to help you become all you can be, releasing you into the giftings that God has called you. Or maybe you don't have one. Let's find it. I want to give you some vision, because without your vision, you're going to perish. You're just going to sit and twiddle your thumbs and watch television all day. You want to do more for the Lord, you need to have vision, and you need to know yourself. Are you in the jet stream? You know what a jet stream does? A jet stream helps you get to where you're going. If you're against the jet stream, you're fighting. It's taking forever to get where you're going. But I want you to get in the jet stream of the Lord. Let the power of the Holy Spirit just flow. You know, Tom and I are always talking about how we're so blessed. I mean, everything is going on around us. We feel like we're in this little protective bubble, because we're just really enjoying what God is doing. When not all that electricity went out around us, we had electricity, and we didn't even have to use our generator. So we wondered, Lord, what is going on, you know? I don't know. All I know is that sometimes He lets us go through things. Now, I got COVID that one time, so I wonder why I got that. So we all go through stuff. But I think the Lord is showing Tom and I that we're at the right place at the right time. I think that boils down to it. An eagle doesn't run from the storm. An eagle doesn't run from a storm. What does an eagle do? Just stands there on the rock, lifts its wings, and lets the storm carry him. That's what we need to do. That's what I'm saying in 2022. Whatever's going on in the world, go like this. Lift your hand, see? Let God lift you up and rise you out of that circumstance. Like my dream, I know it's going to be tough. It is. I'm warning you. Don't be surprised if something happens to you this year that you didn't expect. It could be a good thing, and it could be a not so good thing. But all things work together for good to those who love the Lord. We are to do everything we do as unto the Lord, not unto men. Colossians 3:23 says, whatsoever you do, do it heartily. That means with everything you have, as to the Lord, not unto what people think, not unto being seen by somebody. Jeremiah 29:11 says, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Now, what expected end are we talking about? What you're expecting. What are you expecting? What your vision is. If you have no vision, you're not going to get anything. We have to have a vision of expectation with the Lord. And I'm hoping that this year, when you go home, you're going to say, okay, Lord, I want to have a vision for 2022. Not a, what's it called when you make a resolution. Not a resolution, a vision. Okay? We have to believe that we are getting something from the Lord. A person with vision has hope. If you don't have vision, you're going to be depressed. You're going to be sad. You're going to wonder what's going on. Many don't expect much, so they don't ask for much. I want to encourage you today to go beyond what you think you can get. I want you to see something afar off that is so out of your reach that I want you to put that on your mind. Of course, beyond that is the goal of Christ, the goal of heaven. That's where we're heading. So everything we do needs to be building towards that final end. Now, it was a time when I would go on a trip and I was afraid to fly. I mean, ask Tom. I had to take 25 tranquilizers just to get onto into the car to drive to the airport. And so I just had so much fear about getting on this plane. But when I was able to recognize that I had that kind of fear, and this perfect love that casts out fear, God gave me my hope back. And I remember being on this plane one time, and I'm not kidding, I had just decided to fly to Georgia. It was very tough for me to get on that plane. So we're sitting there waiting to get on the plane, and all of a sudden, over the loudspeaker, it says, okay, we have an hour delay because we need to work on something on the plane. Okay. And then we get on the plane, we're going into the air, Don't worry about that shaking. It's what we just fixed on the plane. Okay. Then we get up in the air and it is just turbulent. And it's just rocking and rolling and people are like bouncing out of their seats. This is what God said to me. While you were sitting there in the lobby, what did I tell you? I told you, don't go by what you see, hear, or feel. That's what he said. And in that plane, I saw people running and screaming. I felt that plane shaking around, and I heard over the intercom that we had a crack in the tail of our plane. Because I listened to God, not what was going on around me. I got there in one piece. Matter of fact, I was crocheting while everybody else was running around the cockpit or the area. I was at peace because God said, don't go by what you see, hear, or feel. Go by what you know. And I love you and I'm going to get you there. He had me had a vision of being there. Don't look at A. Don't look at B. Don't look at C. Look at your destination. Look at the destination, because when you do that, all this other stuff that happens is nothing. That's what God's telling us to do today. He wants us to look at the destination. He wants us to look at our home. I mean, there's a lot of earthly destinations we can go to, and absolutely. But make sure your final destination is heaven. We need to look beyond our own ability. I have a friend that believes she's going to get an airplane. Completely out of the norm. Okay, who all wants an airplane? Well, she just met a pilot. See, God can give you things you don't even know how he's going to do it. She might get an airplane now because she's with a pilot. You see, God can do whatever it is that you have vision for if you really, really believe that. Now, she was going to use the airplane to minister and travel and take me along with her. So there's a lot going on there. But the thing is that the Lord gave her a vision. And she actually wrote it down. There's a lot of people that won't look to heaven. Why does that? Why is that? It's because they'll have to die. Nobody wants to think about dying, but if you think about heaven, you're going to think about it, aren't you? A lot of people don't want to think about dying, but here's the truth. You're not going to die. The Bible says Jesus tasted death for us, so we don't have to. The sting of death has been wiped away. Why are we freaking out? Matter of fact, there was something I heard the other day. It said, why are you grieving so badly as though you don't believe there's a heaven when you've lost somebody? That place that people go and that place that goes on before us, they're in heaven. Do we really believe that? That's our vision. Can we see our loved ones there? Put our gaze on the final destination. We stumble when we take the eyes off the ball. Is that true? We stumble. I heard the saying, to be too heavenly minded is to be of no earthly good. I think that's error. You have to be heavenly minded to be of earthly good. So our minds need to be a forward. Is your gaze or vision on the eternal? What you do today impacts the vision for tomorrow. This is why we're to work out our salvation every day. Because our vision and hope is in faith in Christ for salvation. Am I saved right now? By faith I am, but I'm not saved right now. That's why we have to work out our salvation with fear and trembling, because we're working towards our faith becoming sight. So when I go to be with the Lord, I don't need faith anymore for salvation because I am complete. I like this scripture, and we talked about it at Sunday school this morning, just very, very briefly. Matthew 22:29, it says, Jesus answered and said to them, you do err, not knowing the scriptures nor the power of God. There's a lot of people, and I have to ask God every day, Lord, am I believing correctly? Am I thinking correctly? You know, because Tom would always say to me, Linda, all you desire is that you help people. You help people be all they can be. Do for people as much as you can do. I don't always do it right. I step on people's toes sometimes. But my whole heart is to help. That's my desire. And I know that is your desire. And that is the vision for this church. Each of you has a destiny to fulfill. Every one of you. My job is to help you fulfill it. I'm a facilitator of the word. That's how I see myself. I want to help you become all you can be, what God has for you. Each of you have a gift. We learn from Lucy. She does jewelry. And matter of fact, I had it on, but it kept snagging on my dress. So I took it off. But it was, she learned, she goes, "Ooh, I got a whole bunch of stuff in my closet that I haven't used in years." Started pulling it out. She's got a household of family, a whole household full of family, about 7 people. So where does she do her craft? Sitting on the middle of her bed. She didn't have a table to go to. They're all surrounding the table, correct? Am I right? Yeah. So you're going to fulfill it, but you're going to also be equipped to fulfill that you have desire in your heart. No one is exempt. No one. I don't care how old you are. I don't care how young you are. If you do not flourish where you are, then maybe you aren't where God wants you to be. If you aren't flourishing where you are, maybe it's not where God wants you to be. Are you happy to come to church? Don't answer that question. Are you happy when... Jim's laughing. Are you happy when the people come on the TV that are preaching? Now, I'm not real happy when they start yelling, okay? I'm sorry. I'm not a yeller. I don't like hearing yelling. Tom hates it. He don't like yelling. I like Romans 8:28. We know that all things work together for good. And called us with a holy calling. Excuse me. I jumped to the second verse. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. What is your vision? What is your vision? Because that's your purpose. Where are you heading to? He's going to work it all out. And it will not tarry. 2 Timothy 1:9. Who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. Isn't that interesting? Before the world began, he already knew you were going to be sitting here in these pews today. He knows what you're going to be doing tomorrow. I'm going to give you some practical application here. There was a person that was dying, stage 4 cancer. She was sent home to just die. And she decided that she was going to start thinking differently. Instead of, "Oh, I feel so bad. Oh, I don't like what's happening to me. Oh, I'm dying. They told me to just go home and die." So she decided to start thinking about other people. She started to find others that had her same disease. She started praying with them. She put a picture of herself well on the refrigerator. So when she'd walk by, she'd see herself well. Stage 4 cancer. She's been alive now for another 42 years. She's living. She's alive because she had a vision for her life. She had hope restored to her life. This week while I was preparing it, God gave me a jingle. And I'm going to share it with you, and I hope you grab it and you sing it all day long. It goes like this. Well, healthy and whole through the precious blood of Jesus. Well, healthy and whole is what I tell my soul. When I don't feel good, I lay there and I sing that 15 times. And I find myself getting up and being, Tom has a witness to it. Because you're feeling pretty good, aren't you? I go, yeah, I just got done singing this song. He sees the difference. He's in my house. That's where the secrets come out, is in your home. It's behind closed doors, really real, that people see on the outside. Yes, in our home. What you see here is what I do at the house. So I want to show you something. What I teach in these meetings and when these services is things that God has brought me through, into, and then out of. So I have victory in a lot of the areas I speak to you in. And in 2010, I came up with a vision board. Now the vision board that I created, we used old magazines, And it was about who I wanted to be. That was 2010. I was in ministry for 10 years. I had been ordained pastor in Georgia at a church there. I've been ministering on a board there. And so I came up with this vision board. It's still hanging on my wall, so every time I walk by it, I see what it is I want to be. I encourage every one of you to have a vision board of who you are. Now, I'm just going to name off a few things that I wrote. Call of duty. We've got your back. Love's true test. Real life isn't rocket science. Walk it. Make a change. Did you know? I put a clock here. It's all about time. It says, you might be in for a real wake-up call. So this was 2010, and I'm seeing almost every one of these things, deeper walk. You're getting heart healthy. I believe. You put this, I have this in my bedroom, so when I wake up every morning, this is what I look at. 12 years now, I've had this on the wall. It changed my life because I had a vision for myself. If you don't take care of yourself first, you can't take care of nobody else. The Bible says to love others as we love ourselves. If I don't love myself, I won't have a vision for myself, and neither will I be able to help anybody here. But I hope that you take a moment to find what it is your vision is for 2022. What you believe, you will receive. I'm going to sing a song, and then I'm going to close with a prayer. And it's Psalm 121. And if you want to open up your Bibles to go there, I'm going to read the first four verses. I'm going to sing it to you. And I was singing it, and I was singing it, and there was another song I wanted to do. And I'm not going to have any music. I'm just going to sing the scriptures. Isn't that what they used to do? They just sang the Psalms. There was no music. They might have had a tambourine or a drum or something, but they didn't have a lot of instruments. But it is our vision where we need to set our eyes. I lift my eyes to the hills. I will lift my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come? My help, it comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not let my foot be moved. He who keeps me will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is my keeper. The Lord is the shade on my right hand. The sun shall not hurt me by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord is my keeper. The Lord is the shade on my right hand. The Lord is my keeper from this time forth and forevermore. That's our love for our God. That's our God. He's our keeper. We keep our eyes on him, and he will keep his eyes on us. Father, I thank you, Lord, for this message of newness. Newness and walking in your spirit, walking in your love. I'm so pleased that my home is with you in heaven, and I believe that those here have the same heart. I want to focus my heart and remain steadfast on you and your son, Jesus. I want to live in this world with vision and hope of you so that others may come to know your glorious love. I know that what I keep my eyes on reflects in my life. So help me keep my eyes on thoughts above, not on things of the earth, Lord. I know that by doing that, by seeking first the kingdom, all these things of this earth will fall into place. The things on this earth are only a shadow, Father. Help me to hold on loosely to them, but tightly onto you and the vision you have for my life. Let me not look at the waves of life that will cause me to fall, but on my Redeemer who will redeem me and pull me out of it all. I know in so doing I will remain calm in the midst of storms, and peace will be a constant in everything I do and everywhere I go. I offer it all to you. In the name of Jesus I pray. Amen. Amen. Amen.